You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. With a monthly forecast for the month of May being squarely focused on change, I thought that today I would share an extract from my new book, Asking for a Friend. This extract that I'm sharing in today's episode focuses on change. It focuses on our ability to choose, to discern, and to remind ourselves that we are wildly capable of choosing and choosing again differently. Now, if you have been around my center of the universe for the last couple of weeks, you would have heard me share that Asking for a Friend is a collection of Q&As from my time as a professional psychic. So in the book, at the end of each chapter, I have also included a section titled Questions to Ask Yourself. And so this is really a way to help you dive deeper if you recognize yourself in any of the questions and answers or in the topics that I have grouped them within. Each chapter has a particular topic. So in today's episode where I share this extract, I'm also going to include the questions to ask yourself from this chapter. And so the extract that I am sharing with you today is from chapter 1, Choose Your Own Adventure. From a proverbial fork in the road, this way or that. Such choices and decisions prompt us to seek confirmation or external advice. And while I am dedicated to helping people remember their own answers, there are always going to be times we seek outside counsel. Please, though, don't forget you are a powerful being with your own internal navigation system and a higher source of guidance in the world of spirit. Alas, we're also human, which means we have a tendency to forget our own power and seek to ask others for their input, right? Maybe you too have asked yourself, am I making the right choice? What if I get it wrong? Will I miss out on something so much better, or just miss out altogether? No matter the options before us, such choices tend to present some sort of internal conflict as we consider the alternatives. We project multiple potential scenarios. We weigh pros and cons. We even try to anticipate or manipulate the outcomes. Spirit sees these choices and outcomes differently than our human minds do. Spirit's perspective focuses on our life path, soul growth, and lessons, more than our ego's focus on desired outcomes. Our specific options and choices will be as varied as the people reading this book. Nonetheless, the questions and answers here offer a cross-section of the ways we can face and navigate our own forks in the road and illuminate the alternative perspective spirit sheds on the decision-making process. Decision paralysis. Question. I have a history of procrastination. Maybe I'm just lazy. I actually don't know how to make a decision, especially big decisions. I feel like everyone else has some special ability to know how to do the right thing. Was there some life skill lesson taught at school that I was absent for? How am I meant to make decisions, especially hard decisions, without becoming paralyzed or messing it up? Answer. We can be so hard on ourselves, can't we? Labeling yourself as lazy isn't going to help you make decisions. If anything, it will only demotivate you further. Perhaps calling yourself lazy is your mind trying to keep you stuck in such a self-fulfilling prophecy. You are a wondrously capable human being who is perhaps just a little scared. Your procrastination gave it away. And fear is a lot easier to work through when you know how. Here's a useful process, not necessarily to make decisions, but to remind yourself that you are wildly capable of doing so. 1. Identify what you're worried about. Maybe try a pros and cons list. Talk it out or write it down. However you want to do it, just get the thoughts and beliefs out of your head. It's a lot easier to fix something when you've identified what it is you're dealing with. 2. Where did this worry originate? Knowing what you're scared of makes it easier to work through that fear. Maybe it's an old belief or low self-worth. Maybe it's a story you picked up as a child. Often working with a therapist, reviewing what you wrote down in step one, or even working with an inner child meditation, there's one on my website, can help you identify such fears and stories. Sometimes a memory is so pertinent, we immediately know where such fears stem from. Perhaps you experienced a time when such a big choice didn't turn out as planned, resulting in a story being concocted about what that meant, like you're lazy and you don't know how to make big decisions. Consider who may benefit from such worries. Hint, it's probably some shadow part of you. How have these stories kept you small, safe, or off the hook? Because when you don't have to try, then you can't fail. But you also can't succeed. 3. Work through changes. Now you know the beliefs, stories, and limitations keeping you from your desires, you can actively change them. Questioning a belief is a surefire way to dislodge its grip. Try listing all the alternative meanings you could attach to your past, yourself, or the things that you believe are limiting you. For example, when a relationship ends, we could make a story that says we weren't worthy of love, or not pretty enough, or not good enough for the other person. Or we could create alternative meanings like we simply grew apart. We learned all we could learn together. This partner wasn't ready for all of me. The meaning we choose to apply holds great power. Choose wisely. As your old self-limiting stories crumble, replace them with new, more loving ones. Try positive affirmations, visualizing your desires, or future scripting, where you write the story of your future the way you intend for it to be, and then read it as often as you can, ideally daily. More than that, work with your energy to clear your way into higher vibrations. This might involve regular chakra clearing and maintenance through meditation. There's a chakra balancing meditation on my website, yoga, psychic cord cutting, or any other modality you intuitively feel drawn to. Seek out help to work through your internal world if you need to. This might include focusing, as intuitively guided, on each of your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual layers with the appropriate help. For example, you may find a personal trainer for your body and mind, a therapist or coach for your mind and emotions, and an energy worker for your energy field. Intuitively check in when it's time to shake that up too. 4. What do you really want? This might seem obvious, but knowing what you really want isn't always so easy. Not everyone has familiarized themselves with their personal preferences or felt allowed to entertain them. This is especially true for women. Consider all the ways you previously denied what you wanted, and perhaps work through the meaning you attached to this. Who else in your life has told you that you can't? Does that need to be true for you? Know what you want and then believe it is possible for you. Procrastination highlights fears. Sometimes we are simply scared of being who we really are and receiving what it is we really want. This may not be an issue of indecision, but instead a lack of connection with yourself, your truth, and your power. Confidently choosing and deciding requires clarity of desire and a wholehearted belief that you are allowed to receive, then accepting full receivership when it arrives. Questions to ask yourself. You might like to meditate on the following questions. Use them as journaling prompts. Invite your own spiritual support team, or SST, to answer you, or turn an oracle card from the Little Sage Oracle cards in response. What do I really desire most in my life right now? What does my head or ego have to say on this desire or on my decisions? What does my intuition feel about these choices? What's really holding me back from making the choices I want to make in my life? How can I work through these limitations? And so, friends, there you have it. A very short extract from Chapter 1, Choose Your Own Adventure, in Asking for a Friend. It is out everywhere in Australia and New Zealand right now and online. And so I will also add some links to grab a copy in the show notes. If you are thinking about your own big questions, if you have been wondering how to answer them yourself to tune in, you might like to go back over the previous week's episodes. In particular, check out episode 105, 106, and 107. I will add links to them in the show notes, but they will take you through understanding your questions as guides, how the universe answers those questions, and of course, you may want to tune into the May forecast as well. Loved today's episode? Be sure to subscribe, leave me a rating or review in your favorite podcast app. It'll help me create even more episodes you will love. And for everything else you might need to be your own oracle, visit helenjacobs.co.